David Edwards, pastor of Turkey Cove Baptist Church. It is a joy to come to you today by way of sermon audio. We want to thank you for joining us today. And wherever you're at, your place of listening, we hope that and pray that this message will be a blessing and a help to you. And it's our goal, it is our ministry. We want to be a help and encouragement to the saint and be a light to the sinner. And if you're in the Marion, North Carolina area, we would love to have you come and visit with us. If you don't have a home church, we would love to have you join in with us here at Turkey Cove Baptist Church. I think you'll find a friendly, welcoming atmosphere. And also, if you like old-time worship, we preach out of the King James Bible and nothing else. And just an old-time way of worship, praying, praising, preaching. And we believe in preaching. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them which will believe. So we'd love to have you here at any time. And again, thank you for joining us today.
Chapter number 4 tonight, the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 4. It's not on. Is that better? Yeah. Nehemiah chapter number 4, I appreciate the Lord. Boy, didn't you enjoy that preaching tonight? And there's no way, I don't believe, that you could take the book of Nehemiah and Revelation chapter number 4 and mend them together outside the hand of God. I don't believe that. I believe it'd take God to do that. And Brother David, I've preached first in this meeting for the last 2 years. And the reason I know that for sure is about this time for the last 2 years, I've battled the shingles. And every time we come up the mountain, I've had the shingles. And during that first message, they just break out horribly. And I try to go get my clothes changed as quick as I could. Well, it didn't change anything tonight. They broke out while he was preaching. I got so nervous. And Brother Boone had the nerve when I went to the restroom to walk in and say, "Boy, I'm glad I'm not preaching after that." I looked at him, I said, "Who cares, you know? I mean, well, boy, God's good, ain't he? I mean, you'll find your best friends in church, amen?" But I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate Brother Jeremy. Now listen, if you was looking for Brother Simpson, he just left the building, amen? Initials in front of his name's D.R. Initials in front of mine's Bro, all right? So, I appreciate the man of God. Amen. I appreciate the man of God. And I tell you tonight, if that didn't help you, there probably ain't a thing anybody else would be able to say tonight. For the rest of this meeting, I helped. The Holy Ghost is here. And I'm glad he's coming. Amen. I'm glad he lives within our heart. But I'm glad there's a day he's coming. Amen. And I'm glad for the child of God. We ought to be excited about the coming of the Lord. Amen. And I pray God to help us tonight. And I know if you're an individual living in the world we're living in tonight, no doubt over the last 2 years you faced a lot of times, just like he said, you felt like quitting, you felt like throwing in the towel, you felt like giving up. And but if you'll notice, if you've ever watched any kind of boxing or anything, if you'll notice, the manager is the only one who has the authority to throw in the towel. The manager is the only one with the authority to throw in the towel. And I just want you to know tonight that the man standing in my corner and your manager tonight is not ready to throw in the towel. My friend, it's time to go another round. All we need to do is make it through this round, get back to the corner. Manager's got exactly what we need, make it through the next round. And boy, I'm telling you, if there's anything that we're facing today, anything we need to bind together on, if we could close out this year and start another year, it'd simply be this. We're in this thing together. Yeah, man, we're in this thing together. You're preaching the Word of God, and you're preaching salvation, the death, the burial of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We're on the same team tonight. Amen. If you love the Lord, and hey, listen, you once was dead in trespasses and sin, you've been born again. Thank God we're on the same side tonight. Amen. And the last thing we need is for the church to be divided amongst the brethren tonight. Amen. And It's amazing. God gives us men of God. Boy, you ought to thank God. I don't know who He is for you tonight, but you ought to thank God for your man. Mine's in heaven tonight. Amen. And I'm glad as I look across the building earlier, and some of these men still sitting here, I'm glad that some of my heroes in this room tonight. And just last week, I was in a funeral, one of my heroes, and I'll tell you about that in the message here. But I just want to say, boy, I'm glad that there's been a blazing trail before us. But I'm glad there's a trail being blazed now. And I've already heard about those young preachers this morning. I'm glad there's a trail coming behind us. And I want you to know God's always going to have a remnant tonight. Amen. And boy, we just need to get in this thing together. Amen. Your church is having a dry spot right now. Hey, we ought to be praying for you. Hey, if y'all having revival over there, we ought to be rejoicing. Amen. This jealousy and being hard-hearted, wondering, God, that's hogwash tonight. Amen. Hey, listen, if they're having revival, pray for them. They're going to have a dry spell coming soon. You may have revival. Hey, but we ought to be lifting one another up and encouraging one another tonight. Amen. I don't know anything, Brother Jeremy, leading into this. I could have said any different tonight than let's not quit. Let's not give up. And if you have your Bible tonight, Nehemiah chapter number 4, if you'd stand with me tonight in reverence to the reading of the Word of God, Nehemiah chapter number 4, Brother David, I do want to say also thank you for hosting this meeting. Thank you for allowing us to stand behind the pulpit God's entrusted you with to preach the Word of God. And I appreciate all these churches, these pastors and preachers, evangelists, missionaries supporting Foothills Youth. And I know we wouldn't be what we are today, number one, without the hand of God. But we sure wouldn't be what we are without each other. And I thank God for that. Boy, how we need the hand of God. Amen. The Bible said in Nehemiah chapter number 4, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him and said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn the reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together into the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. I want to look at those first five words there in verse number 6 tonight. God been our help. I want to preach on this thought. So built we the wall. Now, I believe tonight, if we'd be honest with ourselves, you can be seated in just a moment, if we'd be honest with ourselves, we're going to pray. Let's just pray, and I'll let you be seated. All right, I feel something getting wound up here. Father, we love you tonight. Lord, we sure do need you. I pray you'd help us now. God, I pray you'd encourage your people where they need encouraging. Lord, convict us and challenge us where we need convicting, where we need challenging tonight. Lord, I pray your name be exalted, lifted up in this place tonight, and we'll thank you for that you do. In Jesus' name. Yeah, man, you can be seated, and may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the Word. I want to say tonight, I believe that we would all agree tonight that in the world we're living in and in our churches tonight, that the walls seem to be broken down. And can I say tonight, and I'll just mention this one time and I'll be done with it. I know preachers have had to mention it for the last 2 years. Pastors are still dealing with it. And man, if we got pastors left and we got missionaries still on the field and evangelists still wanting to encourage churches, hey, listen, there ain't a doubt in my mind there's a God in heaven, a loving heart. Because I'm telling you, every one of them over the last 2 years has probably thought, what's the use and why go on? And our church members have got to the place that we have allowed the wall to be broke down or be destroyed around the people of God and the things of God. And I heard one preacher say it this way, and it's so true, but the whole net of this pandemic is like a big fish net, and it was thrown out amongst the world, and sooner or later, somehow or another, we all got entangled in it in some way or form. I want you to notice this tonight. I believe you'd agree with me, and I'll get right into the message tonight. But we face a problem greater tonight than the pandemic of COVID-19. And it is the sin, the disease of sin and the virus of sin that is running rampant. Can I say tonight, the difference here tonight and the problem here tonight in Nehemiah chapter 4 compared to where we are today. Here the walls are torn down from the outside. But my friend, today the walls of the church are being torn down from the inside. And that's supposed to be on the inside, living for the Lord and doing for God. My friend, we're looking for ways to get outside of the wall tonight, or outside of that hedge. Hey, listen tonight, I want to give you some good news. That hedge ain't always to keep you and I from getting out. But we got a Savior that's looking out for us. And He's keeping the adversary and the things, the foxes, from getting in tonight and spoiling what God has to offer. If you'll notice tonight, in verse number 2, if I can preach from that verse tonight, Sembalat asked 5 questions in verse number 2. And I want to look at those and examine those tonight, and I pray God to help us in His Word. If you'll notice, number 1 tonight, he simply said this. If I can interpret, he said this. Number 1 tonight, are they feeble? If you'll notice, he said, and he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? And do you realize tonight that the world's looking at the church and they really think that the church is feeble? And hey, listen, I'm not preaching. I don't want to preach to the choir tonight. Hey, I want to close out 1 year and open up another year. But hey, listen, I want to open up on fire for God. Hey, I want something to be stirred in our hearts and stirred in our souls. And if you'll notice tonight, hey, listen, you probably said it. It's happening, but hey, listen, we can go to the schoolhouse, we can go to Walmart, we can go to the restaurant, hey, but the church seems like it's the only place that COVID lives. Hey, I want to say tonight, there's a greater problem than the virus tonight of a pandemic tonight. If you'll notice tonight, he asked this question. He said, are they feeble? And I got to thinking about this. My pastor's in heaven now. But I got to thinking about this. He had a 4th grade education. But he had the Holy Ghost. He knew who the Holy Ghost was. And he knew the Lord. Don't take this wrong tonight. I'm still a student of the Word of God. You'll be able to tell in a little while. I need a whole lot more. Amen. And I find out the more I try to learn, the more I don't know. And the more I preach and think I preached everything I know, thank God there's another nugget there. And God shows you something else. But I got to thinking about these old feeble saints. Boy, I'm telling you that. I'm glad the church is still alive and well. I'm glad all these babies are sitting here. Oh, but aren't you glad tonight in the world of Christianity? I'm talking about truly born again, saved by the grace of God. Boy, aren't you glad you know some old gray heads tonight, 70 and 80 and 90 years old, that is still faithful to the Lord because they found out that staying on the wall was worth every trial, every mile, every valley tonight. Thought about that word feeble. Last Thursday morning, I was sharing it with our church Wednesday night. But last Thursday afternoon, a fellow that works for me, his mother passed away, and he went to my home church. And I don't know if any of you know him or not. He's a Wilkes County preacher. His name's Hillary Wood, 91 years old. And Hillary Wood let me preach for him when I was ignorant and unlearned, just a little old boy. And I run several revivals for him in a church that he pastored. And now one of our preachers had gone out of our church, and he's pastoring that church that Brother Hillary's at. And I was at my home church with him in a funeral last Thursday. Brother Hillary had a major stroke on Sunday morning this week. He's in the hospital tonight. I talked to him before I came over here. 16% of his heart's the only thing working. But I want to tell you something. I thought about this feeble right here. You know, that's what Sinbalas said. Aren't they feeble? What do these feeble Jews? I mean, my goodness, there ain't no way they can do this. There ain't no way they can make it with this. And he was sitting over there on the platform, little old church bench there. And I sat down beside of him. The pastor called him to the pulpit. He couldn't even get up. He's so feeble, 91 years old. He grabbed a hold of his cane. He couldn't pull himself up. I took him by the underarm, got him up, stood him up, and he started over there to that platform. And I laid his Bible on top of mine. And brother, I don't know. I don't believe in superstition. I don't believe in luck.
But on my way of walking, that feeble man over there shuffling his feet, I prayed something like this. Oh God, I know I'm at a funeral today, but I sure would like for what that man's got to trickle down on me. Lord, let some of them notes fall into my body. Anybody listening? I saw that he may look feeble, but my friend, when he got over there to that pulpit, there was something stronger than him and stronger than who he was. Here's what he said that Thursday morning. Y'all hear what I said now? Sunday morning, he had a major stroke. He's in the hospital tonight, 16% of his heart working. Doctors told his son today, we've done all we can do. He has been approved for therapy, but he's just going to live as long as he lives. We can't do anything else for him. Here's what he said Thursday morning, why he's holding that pulpit and the feebleness of his fleshly body. And he was trembling like this right here. He said, I beg God to let me preach one more time. I don't know if I'll ever get to do it or not. But if you're here lost, you're going to hell. And if you're saved by the grace of God, you're going to heaven. And you can't wait till you're laying in that casket to get it done. I was sitting on that church bench. I said, go ahead, preacher. You're running well. He's feeble. But thank God he's still adding to the wall. Boy, I'm telling you tonight, we do just like the preacher said. We throw in the towel and quit. But I wonder tonight, sitting here, just the witnesses that could say something like this about the very day you decided to quit or the Saturday night you was done. What would have happened if you hadn't waited until Sunday? How many times have you said you was going to quit praying and you got a phone call and God had answered the prayer? Boy, aren't you glad you didn't walk out? Ain't you glad you didn't quit? Hey, I'll be honest, I thought about it this week. Just be honest with you. Hey, but thank God. Hey, come Thursday night, I sure am glad that I did not quit and I did not throw in the towel. I'm just trying to make it through this round. I feel like I got two black eyes and a broke nose. But I see somebody in my corner tonight, a whole lot bigger than I am, a whole lot stronger than I am tonight. And he ain't waving the towel. I ain't seen him pick it up tonight. Oh, but he's reminding me to take a jab and to block and to stay on my feet. Don't sit down. Don't back up. Don't quit. Stay on the wall tonight. Notice this. He said, are they feeble? They said, what do these feeble jets? Will they fortify themselves? In other words, this, here's what he's saying. I mean, will they find strength within themselves? Hey, will they revive themselves? Hey, listen, will they strengthen themselves? Hey, I'm sharing this with the church. I know this is familiar scripture. I heard a preacher say this one time. He said, if it's familiar to you, when the pastor says that, or the preacher says that, he said, you ought to go, whoop. A lot of people don't have a Bible. If it's familiar scripture, you ought to thank God you got a Bible and it's familiar to you. Hey, but you remember over there in Matthew chapter number 14, probably my favorite place where it's recorded, but right after the 5,000 been fed and the disciples out there in the midst of the boat, I mean, they've done just exactly what the Lord said to do, and now they're in a storm. And you pastors felt like that? I mean, Lord, I'm just trying to pastor the flock, you get me? But we're in a storm. Bible said, here come the Lord walking on the water. And they suppose it to be a spirit. Well, I just want to ask you that. I'm not trying, I hope this don't sound like a smart aleck. But who do we expect to show up in our storm? It ain't going to be those that left that caused the storm to show up. It ain't going to be those that wrecked the church and ran out that's going to show up in your storm. But it's going to be him that was in the mountain all apart, praying on mine and your behalf. That's who will show up in your storm. But here's what he said, brother. I remember, if there's anything that I remember, now I'm out here on a limb. I can't remember if it's science or history. It must have been science, because I don't much care for it. But all my life, I was taught the safest place to be in a storm, especially a hurricane or a tornado, was in the eye of it. That's the calmest place to be. What did Jesus say? Be not afraid. It is I. Can I just say something to you tonight? No matter how rough your storm may be, no matter how rocky the waters may be, hey, the best thing happened to you and I in the midst of our storm is for the I Am to show up in our storm tonight. I'll show you how little I know. I probably preached from that scripture 40 times last year. But I noticed this. The Bible said that Peter came down. You know, we fall short with Peter because he looked at the storm, began to sink. But he knew who to call on. Peter didn't wait till he'd been out of church a year to call on the Lord. And he didn't wait till he's underwater. He was still sinking when he called on the Lord. Amen. He didn't wait for somebody else to call on him for him. Peter, when he saw himself sinking, called on the Lord. And the Bible said the Lord reached out his hand, he caught him. But watch this. The Bible said they start back to the boat. Now, Brother Todd, you've probably seen this way before I was even born, brother. But do you realize that the storm never stopped until they got in the boat? You know what that tells me tonight? Hey, bro, that tells me that when I can't make it in the storm and I can't walk in the storm, God may not step out there on my storm and cause it to stop, but it does mean He'll hold my hand until the storm is over. My friend, some of your dearest friends may walk away. Some of them may come off the wall tonight. Some may come off this next year. Some of them's come off this year. Some of them left last year. They come off the wall. Oh, but I'm telling you, the eye of the storm, hey, we'll help you back to the boat tonight. I'm looking in my corner tonight, and he ain't holding up the towel. You know what he's saying? He's saying to stay on the wall. Notice this tonight. Will they fortify themselves? No. I don't have to build myself up tonight. I don't have to make anything of myself tonight. Hey, listen, I've already come to the conclusion. You probably ain't going to see my name in lights. News Channel 12 probably ain't going to interview me for anything. Hey, listen, I still get excited when I pull up into the church after 21 years and they still got my name on the sign. That's amazing to me. So will they afford it? Will they build themselves up? No, but I can tell you this. He'll hold my hand. Yeah, man, he'll hold. Why are you going to stay on the wall, preacher? I'll tell you why I'm going to stay on the wall. Hey, because of them old saints of God I was telling about a while ago. Because those that went before me. Yeah, man, I mean them saints of God that went before me. Then I look around the building tonight and I see some of you men of God that the Lord's let our paths cross in the middle of the pandemic. I want to stay on the wall for those that are beside of me. Oh, but look around us tonight. Mamas is holding babies. Hey, listen, sitting in their laps and on the pew, I want to stay on the wall because those are coming behind us. Will they fortify themselves? Then look at this. He said, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? You know what he's saying? Number one, are they feeble? Number two, will they fortify themselves? Number three, do they have the faith? I mean, do they really have enough faith to do what they're doing? Do you really believe that's going to work? I mean, if you stay on that wall, do you really believe it's going to work? Hey, listen, I'll be honest with you tonight. After everything going on down at the church house, hey, listen, I told the preachers a while ago, you know, the question is, every time you meet another pastor, hey, brother, how you doing? How's your church? Yeah, about half. And if you ain't tonight, hey, I'm cheering in your corner. Amen, I mean that. Seems like those that was looking for an excuse thought this would be a good one. But you know what? This ain't just a sickness in the land we're living in. It's a purging of the church. You see who really desires it. Who really wants it. Who's really in there. I'll just be honest with you. Me and my family just stayed at home if I didn't have the faith. Preacher, ain't no way I'd have For 3 months, I preached on a car trailer in the front of the church. If I didn't have enough faith in God, there's no way I'd have done that. Hey, listen, I just want to say tonight, hey, church, keep the faith. He's always been faithful. He's still faithful tonight. And he'll be faithful. We done learned. He'll be faithful to the end tonight. Amen. It don't matter how you read it tonight. Thank God the book of Hebrews. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I love this. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. You can say it backwards tonight. It means the same thing. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Me forsake nor me leave. Never will he. Same thing. He ain't going anywhere tonight. Thank God he's faithful. Anybody listen? He ain't as faithful as Jacob. He ain't as faithful as Abraham. He ain't as faithful as Moses. He's faithful. He's who made them faithful. Amen? That's the reason why they were faithful. Because he's faithful tonight. But then how about this? Do they have fervence? He said, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in the day? Oh, you know what Sanballat's doing. He's been a smart aleck. He knew they couldn't build it back in a day. He knew it was going to take work. You know what? When you know I got to decide tonight, it may not all happen right here this weekend. But is it worth staying on the wall? Hey, you and I might not have got saved the first time the preacher dropped the hammer. But thank God he kept dropping the hammer. You might not have got saved the first time the Holy Ghost came to you. But thank God he didn't quit coming. Honey, thank God he didn't quit coming tonight. Oh, I love this. Did it have the first, I mean, will they make an end of the day? You know what he's saying? Hey, they'll wear out. They'll get tired. You know what the world's looking for tonight? They're looking for you and I to wear out. They're looking for you and I to get tired. Hey, I figured out a long time ago. I said a while ago, 21 years at Charity Hill Baptist Church. After about 10 years into it, brother, I realized this. If I'd resigned, probably half it left would come back. I just ain't willing to quit. God's been too good. Hey, listen, if we leave over Bible, we've left over the wrong reason. Boy, isn't it amazing tonight? When the preacher's preaching on the glory and the honey and the blessings, man, we're in there. But boy, you let him turn over a tater down our row that we didn't want nobody to know about. And he just ain't who we thought he was, you know? Boy, I don't know about you tonight, but if the preacher hadn't never turned over taters in my row, I didn't want anything to know about, you and I wouldn't be where we are tonight. Hey, listen, we ought to thank God for the plow. We ought to thank God for the man that'll hold to the plow. Hey, listen, I'm glad God's faithful. And with his help tonight, you and I can be fervent. It ain't going to happen in a day. But thank God today may be the day. Tomorrow may be the day. Amen. Hey, listen, this Sunday might be the Sunday you've been waiting on. Amen. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, we may have this meeting right here. God, I hope it don't, but Sunday morning, it may be drying cracker juice at our places. Monday, we'll do just like the preacher said, we'll think about resigning. Guess what? Next Sunday morning might be the Sunday morning it just overflows. I want to stay and I want to be fair. I understand it may not happen all today. This wall ain't going to be built back in a day. Oh, but you know what the Bible said? The Bible said the people had a mind to work. I believe tonight if you and I make up our mind, we're not looking to get out. We're not looking to get off the wall. We're not looking to leave the work. But we're looking to see what the Lord's going to do. Then notice this tonight. I'll give you this last one. Boy, I love this tonight. He says, will they revive the stones out of the heap of rubbish which are burned? I just want to say this tonight. Satan's a liar. And so is his demons and his advocates tonight. Those working for him's liars too. I'll just prove it to you in the Word of God. The Bible said there in verse number 4, it said, will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? If you go to Nehemiah chapter number 2 and in verse number 13, the Bible said, I went out by night and by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well and the dung port, and viewed the walls of the Jerusalem which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. The Bible said the gates were consumed with fire. Then I said in verse number 17, then I said to them, yea, see ye the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lie waste and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more reproach. And then verse number 18 said, then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. If you'll notice tonight, the gates is what was burned. The walls were just torn down. The walls were not consumed. Now notice this. Limestone. If you'll go back, and I told you now my abbreviation for my name is Bro, all right? These doctors can tell you I'm telling the truth tonight. Limestone is the material used the day of Nehemiah to build these walls. Limestone was weakened by fire. So even though the stones themselves were not burned, no doubt tonight they were weakened because that the gates were burned. We know now that the adversary, the enemy here, has told a lie. But when the enemy comes to question, they never have the facts. They only have the questions. When the enemy comes to question, he never has the facts. Only the questions. You go back to the book of Genesis. The adversary didn't quote the word of God. He twisted the word of God. And the reason that our churches are being torn down on the inside, we're not interpreting what's coming from the pulpit. We're twisting what's coming from the pulpit. What used to convict me now offends me. We've traded in the word conviction for offenses. Here's what happens. He said, the number five, are the materials the right fabric? The only reason I use that word fabric, it just alliterated with the other F's I had. What that simply means is it the right kind of material. Well, Brother Boone, when he found me, I wasn't the right kind of material. Boy, if you'd stop just a moment, be honest with yourself. When he found you, you wasn't the right kind of material. But tonight, this wall ain't built on the kind of material I am. This wall tonight is built on the material that he is tonight. And the only way we can stay on the wall is because we're built on a solid foundation. The Lord Jesus Christ. Can I say this tonight? I'm done. Here's what happens. Go with me. Go with me briefly. Go with me to Nehemiah chapter number 6. Verse number 9 said, for they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. You know what he said? Nehemiah said, hey boys, listen. I know your desire. I know what you want. But you cannot forget that God is the only one that can put this all back together. Hey listen, God's going to use these hands of mine and yours tonight. God may use these feet. God may use these voices. Oh, but my friend tonight, let's not forget that our strength comes from him tonight. Nehemiah said, I like your excitement. You want to get this work done. But God's going to have to strengthen these hands. God's going to have to do it. Hey, men of God, God's going to have to be the one strengthening us tonight. Go with me to chapter number 8. Watch your Bible. Chapter number 8, verse number 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street. That was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded it. Now the law's been rebuilt. Now they're about to have a ceremony. I mean, they're about to have themselves one more time. God's done what he said he's going to do. Watch what your Bible says. Boy, if you think church ought to be the first place you quit going, you ought to read your Bible. Here we go. Look at verse number 2. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both the men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning unto midday before the men and the women. And those that could understand in the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood. Sound like a Sunday morning service to me. Bible said he read from morning down about midday. You ought to let the preacher go past 12 o'clock. Amen. Watch verse number 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, were lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. You know what he's saying? Hey, listen, the day's come that the wall's been built. They bring Ezra the priest in. They bring the book. Ezra stands up before the people. He starts reading. They say, amen, amen. God did it. The Lord did it. It ain't like it used. The Lord rebuilt the wall. You know, one of the best way to take care of criticism tonight, just simply finish the work. Hey, preacher, don't quit. Man of God, don't walk away. Hey, mama, don't leave. Hey, daddy, don't leave. Hey, young person, don't go after the world. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hey, listen, you don't have to sow your wild oats. You don't have to. Because I promise you, whatever you sow, you will reap. You don't have to do it. You don't have to go that way. Hey, don't let Satan talk you down off the wall tonight. Stay on the wall. There's a work to be done tonight. God help us to stay on the wall.
I pray that it was a help and a blessing to you wherever you may be, and also wanted to extend this invitation out to you. If you have any questions or any concerns, maybe questions about salvation, maybe need help in any way that we can be a help to you, if you'd reach out to us, our contact information you'll find here on Sermon Audio. Again, we want to thank you for listening in today. God bless you and have a blessed day.